here's a story from The World.
President Trump's so-called Muslim ban has for years blocked entry to the U.S. for most immigrants and refugees from several Muslim-majority countries. President-elect Joe Biden has pledged to end that ban on day one. As Duri Bhaskaran reports from Turkey, this promise has given some families reason for hope.
A baby sits on her mom's lap in front of a piano, eyes wide and excited. On the other side of the room is a tiny Christmas tree hung with ornaments and a homemade garland of dried orange slices. For a moment, it feels like home, and it almost could be. But until Sarah Bahirehi, who's a U.S. citizen, has the right to bring her husband and daughter into the United States, the holidays feel wrong. Her husband, Afshin, is a Christian refugee from Iran.
Part of being a refugee is like living in the short term. You're always hoping you'll be leaving soon. And so, yeah, decorating for Christmas, something like that, almost feels like an act of surrender in a way. Like you're saying, okay, we're here now.
By here, she means an apartment in the Turkish town of Nevşehir. The town sits in a dry, plain valley bordered by ancient caves carved into porous volcanic rock. It's beautiful, Sarah says. But it loses its sheen when you can't leave. In 2014, she came here as a temporary teacher for American families living in Turkey. Then she fell in love with Afshin, who was staying in Nevşehir too.
Our first date was 7 hours long in one cafe here. And despite being so different, it felt really easy. Like we clicked right away.
Afshin agrees.
Yeah, I fell in love with her because it was important for me to believe in God, believe in Christianity. I would say that as someone who's coming from a Muslim background, I paid a lot for that. In Iran, looking for someone to be strong and solid in whatever I believe, she should believe in that too.
After about a year of dating, Afshin learned that the UN's Refugee Resettlement Office had assigned him to be resettled in the United States. To him and Sarah, it was a sign.
We were kind of at that point, is this going someplace serious? Is it not?
It was. As Afshin went through the security interviews and background checks needed to immigrate to the United States, Sarah started thinking about where they'd land. Maybe Fargo, North Dakota, near her parents, or Minneapolis, where there were friends and more options for jobs. In December of 2016, they got engaged. But those plans came to a screeching halt after President Trump imposed the travel ban and slashed the number of refugees allowed into the U.S.
It goes completely against the entire purpose of the refugee system.
Manar Wahid is an attorney for the ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union.
It goes against our values. It goes against the America that we are aspiring to be.
The ACLU is one of the organizations that filed class action lawsuits to challenge the Trump administration's travel bans.
It is an administration that has targeted Black and brown immigrants in particular to prevent them from coming to the United States, to make them fearful, uncomfortable, hidden, pushed into the shadows.
This year, Trump cut the number of refugees allowed to enter the U.S. to 15,000, less than a fifth of the quota set by the Obama administration in 2016. A lot of potential refugees are instead trying for other types of visas, like getting sponsored by a family member. Immigration lawyers say that can work, unless applicants are from one of the countries named in Trump's visa ban. Nigerian-American health workers in Houston trying to sponsor their elderly parents are told it's nearly impossible. Yemeni grandparents in New York apply in vain to get their adult children out of a war zone. And Somalian refugees in Des Moines have waited years for their husbands and kids to get cleared to enter the U.S. Wahid says even though Biden has vowed to reverse these policies, the changes will take time, perhaps years.
Making sure people who are already waiting, who have had their security checks, who have had their health checks, are being processed for admission, but also starting to rebuild the pipeline that they have destroyed.
For some people, a Biden administration means they will finally be able to file a visa application for their family with some hope that it will be accepted. For others with applications in progress, they're hoping years-long delays will finally be resolved.
Let me feed her.
She's hungry?
I think so.
Okay.
Back in Turkey, Sarah and Afshin duck in and out of a Zoom call, swapping out baby duty. Their daughter, Esther, has big brown eyes and those chubby 7-month-old baby cheeks. They're making it work, but this wasn't the plan. And the pain of the past 4 years is undeniable.
All the Iranians, they have a stupid regime. We have a radical regime. We know that. But sadly, because of the stereotype of Americans has got that feel, it was really painful for us.
Afshin's refugee application was denied a year ago. He's now waiting to see if he qualifies for a waiver to enter the U.S. as Sarah's spouse. Just a few months back, he sat in a consular office for his interview and pleaded for his future.
Then I explained to him, I'm a father right now. My wife is American. My daughter is American citizen. I'm in limbo. I cannot provide for my family as a man of family. You're a man. The officer was a man. He was a nice guy. Could be a father too. He said, I'm so totally sorry. I really cannot do anything. This is not on me.
While 2021 may give Sarah and Afshin some hope, they're staying cautious. So are a lot of families with mixed immigration status.
We're hopeful, but we've had hope before.
We had hope before, the same thing. Our hopes just died.
Yeah, so we hold things loosely.
For now, they're waiting outside the U.S. because it's the only way to stay together. For the world, I'm Dari Buscarin in Istanbul. From PRX.